This episode is with Nils. He's the CEO of Perspective, which is a funnel building software. He shows us how he's spending $250,000 a month to drive people to funnels, how to design funnels that work, how to use AI to automate a lot of it. And I thought this was a really fascinating episode. I've been meaning to go deeper on funnels. It's such a boring topic, but haven't had the time. Brought on Nils. He shows me, he shows you. You'll learn a lot. Hope you enjoy the episode. Nils, welcome to the Startup Ideas podcast. If people stick through the entire episode, what are they going to learn?
Dude, first of all, very, very excited to be here. I prepared a little something because I know you guys are all up for business opportunities, and we run Perspective, a funnel building tool for primarily agencies. And some of these agencies are doing exceptionally well, building super profitable productized services on the back of AI and Perspective, essentially. And so I thought I'll share a little bit about how that works, how to build a funnel, how that service, what that service looks like from a high level perspective, and how some of these are even scaling to, you know, 50, 100 grand a month quite quickly. So that would be that.
Cool. So in other words, you're going to spill the sauce on productized services, funnel building, AI, using a new tool called Perspective, which, by the way, I've only seen the landing page. I haven't used it. So I'm looking forward to seeing how it works.
Dude, we'll definitely get you set up with an account right after, if you like that, 100%.
All right, let's rock.
Yeah, so let's jump right in. So first of all, I just want to share one of the most successful funnel templates that we have. That's a Perspective recruiting funnel. And this one is a Perspective appointment funnel. And so, as I said before, we literally have, we have over 6,000 active customers. And amongst this customer base, we have hundreds of agencies doing anywhere from 10 to 100 grand a month, basically running these funnels as a productized service. And I've even seen agencies scale with a service like that to $1 million a month. And they do that by super specifically generating results, business critical results in a specific niche. So one of these crazy agencies that does almost $1 million a month is basically doing recruiting for bakeries, right? We have another agency that is more than 50 people that is doing lead generation for lawyers, right? And so why am I telling you this? Essentially, because I think now with AI more than ever, there's this super unique opportunity to build very productized services that are almost more on the product side rather than the service side, especially with AI and tools like Perspective, because it just can go like that, where you as the founder, for example, can literally build a side business that does 400 grand, 500 grand a month, 80% profit, and you're basically the only team, maybe one or two freelancers and a bunch of agents. That's like the main idea. And I think that's the huge opportunity. And so basically I've prepared this little fig jam for one of our masterminds coming up. And so how these agencies are usually doing that, I already shared that a little bit, right? But the most successful agencies are usually picking one industry, and it's ideally an industry that it's not too tax savvy, right? Not that they would go ahead and build all the funnels themselves or run the entire marketing themselves. It's usually one of those industries that don't want anything to do with it, right? So we've seen some agencies in insurance, manufacturing, law, I mentioned that before, medical, solar, like you name it. We have hundreds and hundreds of different industries being represented by these agencies. And then they just go ahead and basically choose a business critical service or a business critical result, because that is literally the only thing that will still get you low churn in the agency business nowadays, right? And across our customer base, the two predominant things are recruiting and lead gen. So what does every business need essentially, right? It's new people if you want to scale up, or it's new customers if you want to scale up. Some are even doing both depending on what the customer asks for. And so then of course, if you have that figured out, if you know what you want to focus on, you can go ahead and build out the entire service, especially if you have that niche focus, right? It's when you can build once, sell twice, and now with AI more than ever. And then the Perspective agencies or the agencies that are running the service are first and foremost doing when they set up their account is essentially figure out this one funnel, right? Figure out exactly what type of offer would work for this industry. So for example, this lawyer agency that I mentioned before. So they have figured out a quiz funnel approach that basically gets the lawyers that they work with, like claimants, like it's clockwork. And these are like, the guys are literally on top of our high scores list every single week with funnels that are 40, 50% conversion, which is unheard of if you're running cold paid traffic, right? And so that is essentially what they're doing. They're figuring out this one concept. And then from there on, the entire service can, of course, be optimized and built around that, where you have GPT create the new copy on the basis of the onboarding survey or whatever it really is. And so that is what I want to talk about a little bit more now, because as I said, I think now with tools like Perspective or especially like AI, this is just going to get even better, where you can run this entire service as a single founder with a very small team or no team at all. And so what we've seen work, and by the way, we have like
You've piqued my interest. Let's just put it, put that lightly. What you're saying is basically there are people out there that are creating productized services that are more products than services, that are using automation, AI, and one killer funnel to focus on a niche. And there are people out there making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month doing it.
Yeah,
it's very interesting to me. I have a friend. He's a friend of the pod, a very close friend of the pod, Jice Cream. People in the comment section will know. He always is in my ear about how important a funnel is and how you can create a funnel that, you know, can generate many, many, many 7, 8, 9, 10 figures. And if you look at popular products today, like AG1 from Athletic Greens is a funnel. Mm-hmm. Like I was actually looking today, I saw an ad from AG1. You cold traffic, get it on a landing page, go straight to subscribe, and then you get 3 free gifts.
Yeah.
So what I hope to get out of this episode today is just learning about how people are doing this with respect to productized services. So I'm interested.
Happy to hear, dude. And to that point, man, I think like we're also an amazing case study, right? We have taken Perspective to more than 10 million in ARR, primarily through funnels and paid performance marketing. Like we have, I have a friend that his business does 9 figures a year. And basically their main channel is meta ads, right? Towards simple funnels. And they maybe have like 3 to 4 funnels and that's it. It's 9 figures, man. And so, yeah, the power of these are immense. And so I'll definitely spill the sauce on some of our most successful funnels if that's what you're also interested in. But what I wanted to say originally is we have another friend. He's running an agency consulting business. So basically what they're doing is their main product is they're coming into existing agencies. They're basically deploying AI systems to automate that entire fulfillment, right? And so we're more heavy on the funnel side of things and, you know, the actual, the thing that you'll put behind the ad. But I think that's just like such an interesting thought process because all of a sudden this super only people leveraged business model will turn into something that is very AI leveraged and or technology leveraged. Exactly. And so what most of these agencies are doing, they're basically like, first of all, they already set up a funnel just to onboard the clients, right? So it's more or less like a survey in this case. And I'll get to why they use Perspective for that a lot as well in a bit.
Quick break in the pod to tell you a little bit about Startup Empire. So Startup Empire is my private membership where it's a bunch of people like me, like you, who want to build out their startup ideas. Now they're looking for content to help accelerate that. They're looking for potential co-founders. They're looking for tutorials from people like me to come in and tell them, how do you do email marketing? How do you build an audience? How do you go viral on Twitter? All these different things. That's exactly what Startup Empire is. And it's for people who want to start a startup but are looking for ideas, or it's for people who have a startup but just they're not seeing the traction that they need. So you can check out the link to startupempire.co in the description.
But then from there on, once you have that data, you can literally go ahead. And once you have that one funnel figured out, you know exactly what the structure is. You only need to basically apply the new copy that is on the basis of the business, right? You have to apply the new colors, the branding, all that good stuff, and then it's ready to launch. Ideally, even depending on what type of offer you have, you could even go ahead with GPT and generate the ad creatives. Although like, for example, for lead gen businesses, the outputs vary in terms of quality. So I'd maybe still be a little bit careful with that. But at the same time, like having the copy already done is, of course, something that's definitely a use case. Next to, of course, having the entire operations sourced out to AI agents, right? The entire invoicing, the CRM updates. And we've seen all of that work super, super well. And so what you would have to do from there on is essentially just apply that to the funnel, that one funnel template that you have figured out for that specific industry, because you know it will get results. Because that is essentially the only thing that you should care about as an agency, right? Is getting your customers results, because then it's when they'll stick around, well, they'll have huge LTVs, and that's when you are actually able to scale an agency business. And so, yeah, that is basically then the next step. Implement the funnel template and emails. And of course, the ads. I would also suggest to go with static ads. That's usually for simple leading campaigns or simple recruiting campaigns. That's what you need to do. You can always start with static ads. So much lower cost to just do that, right? Especially as an agency service, and then having that copy generated and just put into templates again, basically makes that service very, very easy to run. And so some of the things why prospective funnels specifically, and we'll go and build out a funnel in a bit, but going back to, for example, that lead gen example, right? So this is one of our appointment funnel templates. I'm not sure, like, have you recently clicked on any ads, Greg?
Dude, that AG1 ad got me this morning.
And you have been sold? Yeah?
I wasn't sold. First of all, I used to be a customer.
Uh-huh.
I thought about clicking subscribe. I definitely thought about it. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, dude. So good job with or for AG1 then. That's exciting to hear. But essentially, like, the main problem that we've been seeing out there is that funnels really, or websites, as a matter of fact, didn't really evolve for such a long time, right? So the concept funnels came around back in 2014, maybe 2013. And essentially, there's a huge disconnect that's happening when you're clicking on an ad and then when you're led to the funnel. Where, for example, right, we're in the ages of TikTok, in the ages of Instagram Reels, like, people are left with hit with dopamine hits left and right. And then you click on an ad and boom, there's this huge text. It's very hard to navigate. It's not beautiful, right? And this is exactly where perspective comes in. And this is where the ideas stem from, because what we are very much optimizing for is this delightful experience. Is the speed of use. So, for example, I've shared this on the pod with Cody as well, but like loading speeds, right? Just this one tweak that I think everybody is aware of. Most people don't really know how important that actually is in driving conversions. Like there are studies that say, you know, pages loading longer than 5 seconds versus pages that load faster than 1 second, the pages with 1 second loading speeds convert up to 2.5x more. And I mean, if you have one of these businesses that is mostly relying on paid performance marketing, right? If you just let that sink in, that essentially means more than double the revenue just from this loading speed. And so that's like a minor thing, but you just need to make sure that your funnels are always optimized for speed and that they're loading fast. And so that is always coming with perspective out of the box, no matter the content that you put on there, right? The next thing is that essentially, like, you'll see that most of our templates have these quiz elements. And this is very similar to, you know, the thing I've mentioned before is, like, you've been scrolling, you've been doom scrolling. It's been very interactive. You've, like, get these dopamine hits all the time. You now want something that's fun, because if you can make that experience fun to the visitor, they'll actually convert, are more likely to convert in the back end. And so you'll see a lot of the best performing prospective funnels actually using a lot of this interactivity, right? And then I'm not entirely sure what type of funnel the AG1 funnel was that you clicked on this morning. Was it just add straight to, like, a landing page with an offer, or what was it like?
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So then that's an ad that's more or less targeting people that are more deeper inside the funnel, I would say, right? People that are ready to purchase. But in this case, it's more, especially for lead gen, we're more on the B2B side of things. So if you're purchasing, like, a product that's 10 grand, it's usually not, you know, landing page straight to the offer, subscribe for 10 grand, like, to this agency service. And so this is more about the lead gen. And what we see working as well a lot is that on the basis of these quiz questions that in and of themselves already help with conversion, right? So you would then lead these people through multiple questions. You, of course, can qualify the lead, because that's super important for your sales team to just not waste their time. But at the same time, especially with ad algorithms, what we enable you to do is basically, on the answer of these questions, is send back only the qualified leads to the platforms. And as these AI algorithms are super, super strong, right? You want to make sure that you're only feeding them the right data so that they can optimize for you and actually know which people to show the ad to for you to have more conversions, right? And so on the basis of these questions, then we do the same thing here. We have a qualified and an unqualified page, and we're sending that traffic then or that conversion event back to Meta only if it's qualified for the algorithm to optimize more for that.
I have a tactical question.
Go ahead, sir.
I've seen my my friend Jice Cream have a similar type of funnel. I think it's called the VSL, right? Video sales letter.
Correct.
And I see these videos that you guys do and they're like, it's art. Like you guys know exactly what to say, how to say it. Like when you had the idea to create this video, for example, how did you take it from, I want to create a video to this video is super dope and awesome and is working?
That's such a good question, man. So we have basically two modes. One mode is what you just said is basically where you have this idea, you have an idea for an angle, an ad or like a VSL, and you go ahead, you script it and you try to optimize every single word, right? And you make like really specific editing remarks so that it's a masterpiece. I've done many of these. I've spent 24 hours net time on a video that will be 20 minutes long, if like 10 minutes long, right? And it flopped. And so by now, when we do VSLs, I actually have a way different approach. I only focus very much on the hook, right? So it's really, really important that like first 5 seconds, people are like, oh shit, like I really need to watch this. That's the first thing. Then I focus a lot on education, actually providing value. And that's also very, very important, especially in B2B, right? We're selling a software product. Like it is no use to us if you're coming in into the software and you're like, ah, okay, I'll just try it out. I maybe click a bunch of buttons. You need to use the product. You need to convert on your trial. You need to ideally stay with us for years to come, right? And so we really focus on that educational part. Third part is a lot of proof. You just want to make sure that people know you're real, right? That's super important. And then a natural progression into the offer. These are like the four things that I focus on by now. And so the process for VSLs for me personally is, as I said, like I script the hook. I make sure that's banger. And then I really dive into content and just make that a little bit more fast paced. Maybe, you know, after in the post editing, make that super engaging to retain the people, the visitors or the viewers throughout the video. And then from there on, just focus on the content. That's been the process so far.
So I think a lot of people understand how they would actually, you know, record a Loom style type of video and show their product, show their service and why it's great. But I think where people struggle is on the hook. So you basically were like, yeah, you just come up with a hook that's really, you know, that's really good.
Yeah.
Are you looking for inspiration somewhere, or how do you create a hook that works?
So by now I primarily look into like previous VSLs that we've done, right? So basically I just look at our data, because that is, of course, especially if you're also running an agency and that ties back into that service. Like if you have 10 clients in the same industry, you know exactly, oh, that one client drastically outperformed. Why was it? You need to analyze that. You need to know that, right? So that the 11th client that you onboard gets even better results and he retains for longer. And so that's basically where I personally start now. But back in the day, I just started to like with mimicking people that have done it super well, where I know, hey, that video, like it got a million views on YouTube. People must have been hooked, right? And so I learned from that. And then I wrote the first couple of hooks. And at some point it's more intuition, but at first I was literally just copying. So I think that's a good way to start as well.
Cool.
How do you do your hooks for your podcast? Because I'm listening to them and I'm like, damn, okay, got to watch that.
I start most of the podcast by being like, what are people going to get out of this video? I'm a meat and potatoes, simple guy. And maybe that's what people could do, right? For their own VSLs, just be like, hey, like my name is Greg. And I mean, exactly what you said here, watch this 12-minute video to learn exactly how we did it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that is also a super important piece, because that also helps us have an easier time in our marketing, right? Because at the end of the day, people sign up to Perspective to deliver results. They want to get their clients to a new level. They want to grow their business to a new level. And so what am I leading with? I'm always leading with the desired results, right? So I'm always saying, hey, this funnel got X, Y, and Z result for that cost or within these days. Like this is always the first pitch. Any ad that you'll see from myself out there, it will basically be that. And so one further thing that I wanted to show here. So within Perspective, and this is also comes down to, you know, the actual process that you'll have, but one of the bigger pieces in performance marketing is, first of all, you always want to make sure that the entire experience is super consistent, right? So similar that you just came from the super engaging feed, you want to make sure that the funnel also is super engaging, is there within milliseconds. Ideally, the experience can go on. One other thing, of course, is that also the consistency of the content needs to be there. So what you're saying in the ad needs to be backed up by what is said on your funnel. And so that's why we also use a lot of personalization within Perspective. That's one of the other bigger pieces that we see drive more conversions. So for example, in this case, I'm using this headline variable. And so what I could do in the ad account, I could just spin up 5 ads. All of these 5 ads have 5 different headlines, for example. I would put that as a variable into the link and it would be shown here on the funnel, which is actually proven to also help with conversion. So like these are these bits and pieces, right? The interactivity, the delightful experience, the consistency, the personalization that actually drive way more conversion. And we've seen this, like a top 20% of customers have an average conversion of like 26%, 28% on cold traffic, like cold meta traffic, right? People that have never heard of you before. And so then from there on, this personalization thought also continues, because on the basis of these questions that we're asking here, right, you're not only able to, you know, pre-qualify the lead, but you're also able to personalize the offer. So in this case, for example, I have this goal question here and it's leading to a specific result. So on the basis of that, I'm showing them a different VSL after they've opted in for that quiz funnel, because then I, of course, have a higher chance to convert them if I like directly speak to their pain point, directly speak to their desire, right? If you say, hey, my goal is to grow my audience, then the headline, of course, is how to add XYZ followers within 30 days, right? If the goal is to post more consistently, is how to post 7 times a week while only investing 2 hours per month, whatever. Like this type of personalization, keeping that consistency to what a user really wants, what actually helps us grow the business. And of course, also agencies get insane results for the clients. And then from there on, dude, I've mentioned that before, right? But I'm not sure how many, like what funnel software do you use, or like what landing page software do you use personally?
Dude, you're gonna actually make fun of me. So
go ahead.
We'll talk about B2B. I'm mm-hmm. a co-founder in a business called LCA. It's literally mm-hmm. like one of the, if not the leading design firm for the AI age. Like all the top, or a lot of the top AI companies hire LCA to like design their product, build their brand, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like a landing page with like a little bit of copy. Most of our clients just come from word of mouth. So we have like no ads, no funnel, just like,
man.
You know, guy was VP of product at this company, now moves over to this company and hires us again, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, makes sense. And I think especially like for like the enterprise level, I'm not entirely sure what your average deal size would be, but I'm guessing it's quite decent, you know?
Yes.
And I think like at that point, there's like acquisition channels might not be Facebook ads anymore. I agree.
Well, maybe, I don't know. It's like, that's why we haven't done it, right? Like we haven't done it is because, but you know, like, I'm open to trying it.
Yeah. Dude, we have customers that are in the higher 5-figure ARR ranges, right? And so these are also coming from Facebook ads. We literally primarily focus on Facebook ads. Of course, you'd be most likely way higher than that, but can definitely work. But as you have like such a narrow audience, I would not think that Facebook is the best channel to start investing your money, but maybe be LinkedIn ads at that point. But yeah, we can also
Realistically, what I should be doing is using something like use this product, create a funnel, and just use organic social traffic to the funnel.
Dude, 100%. And I think let me just quickly spin up another example, because we use funnels everywhere, right? So we use funnels for customer feedback. We use funnels for organic marketing. We use funnels primarily in paid, but like essentially it works for anything, because these funnels just convert so much better. So we just want to use them everywhere. And so one of the recent examples is I did like a lead magnet post a couple of days ago on LinkedIn. I'm not sure if you've ever done these yourselves. Like, you know, hey, if you want to get access to this, then like and reply, stuff like that. Yeah. And so that works super, super well. And we, of course, then send out a funnel, right? In this case, it's a more simplistic funnel, but it's basically then through an opt-in leading to a VSL, in this case, asking you to download or if you want to copy a prospective template, a funnel template instantly into your account, you get the free trial there. And so like this one is also doing super well so far, 38% conversion, you know, 224 conversions in total. And then once this is validated, this is like a super nice playground for us. Of course, we'll put paid traffic behind it, right? Once we know there are conversions coming through, we just scale the heck out of it. That's basically the process.
So I would build a funnel with the product, but the problem is I feel like I need a Nils next to me. You know, like, I don't know if I can do it on my own. Am I wrong there?
So I think you are. Of course, one thing that's super important to point out is that the entire creative question is very, very big, right? So with perspective, you can make sure that the entire technical questions are solved for. You know that the funnel in and of itself is great as it is. But if you put a weak headline on there, that's going to be trouble. Right. And so of course, like you can have AI help you build that out. And I think there's some improvement that you can create with that. But at the end of the day, like really, really strong copy usually only comes from knowing your audience, knowing your customer, similar to what you said before, right? You want to make sure that like what's in it for them when they're clicking on my video for the pod, and I'm focusing on that. And so that really comes from insight. But let me just quickly spin up a new blank funnel. And we have like a lot of templates here. But the beautiful thing, and this is what I've mentioned before, right? The importance or what we focus on with respective is speed and performance. Because like if you can spin up these funnels in an hour and it doesn't take you, you know, weeks and weeks to build a funnel for a client before launching, then you can A, launch way more clients, and you also have just an easier time in general. So like the idea of, hey, we want to make the visitor's experience delightful applies to our customers as well. We just want to make sure that building funnels is like finally fun and easy, right? And so let's just quickly start completely blank. What you can do here, so in this case, we have a starting page, we have one result page, right? So simple concept is always, hey, we have multi pages, either through a quiz, through quiz elements, or like with a different opt-in page. And then from there on, we have a results page or multiple thank you pages, depends on what we're trying to build out. And so I would just start out with this perspective funnel, taking some of these section templates, right? And these are then taken from the most successful funnels. So in this case, we have a bunch of hero sections in here. We have a bunch of product specific sections in here, call to actions, about us, yada, yada, yada. And so I would just start out, for example, all right, this is my hero. In this case, just need to remove the divider, but everything is like super, super fast. Of course, everything also is instantly responsive, right? And so one other thing that you might have just noticed, right, we're always starting out at this mobile canvas. Why is that? Because especially if you're running traffic from paid social, it's like 95% mobile. And so you always want to make sure that it's mobile first. And most of the other solutions out there are usually like, they always start out with desktop. It's, I think, just something that has been retained for like over 10 years. And we think like mobile first, always starting mobile first is the way to go. And so then you would, of course, go ahead and adjust this thing. You can also adjust the theming, the fonts and everything with the design tab here. And then we would just go ahead and build out our base funnel structure. So next up, we would want to have like something specific on the product, for example, maybe these three benefits right there. Nice. Of course, also sweet column layout in here. And so we would just go ahead, build it out like that, right? And then from there on, like, let's just consider we have built out this funnel. Of course, it will take some time, but we have built out this funnel. Then some of the cool things that you also can do within Perspective is you can also set up the emails directly from here. Right. So for example, for the email builder, we have the exact same experience as with the funnel builder. So you can just basically breeze through, especially once you have the copy done, maybe with the help of AI, and have the images done with the help of AI. I can just literally breeze through and implement it like that. Yeah. And dude, that's essentially the process. And we have like so many customization opportunities as well with the different blocks, right? So if we just quickly click here on the plus sign, you can literally like build anything here, right? So we have images, of course, we have the videos for the famous VSLs that you've mentioned before, testimonial sliders, webinar block, countdown, like anything that you would need to drive more conversions, that's in here. And of course, also like HTML customization opportunities. If you want to build something more advanced, collect payments, have Calendly directly integrated with the calendar popping up in a very nice intuitive way to not create too much friction between pages. And so that would be essentially a process. So we could also go ahead and just replace this with a quiz element, for example, really quickly. There we go. And so you would just breeze through, maybe create a second page. And one other thing, man, if you're not too deep into performance marketing, this might not be something that will deeply resonate with you, but have you ever used Google Optimize before?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah? Any problems that came up with it?
I mean, dude, this was years ago.
It also doesn't exist anymore.
Last time I used it was 2012, maybe.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is with A/B testing software, usually what you'll have is, first of all, it slows down the page, and we've learned before, right? It's like, that's a safe way to kill your funnel performance, slowing down the page. And then the entire setup was also like quite tedious. You would have to create both pages and all that stuff. And so with Perspective, we also make sure that the like entire optimization is super, super simple, right? So we just click on the three dots, create A/B test. It would duplicate the page. We could adjust it here in any way we wanted to. then hit publish. And basically that will automatically split the traffic 50-50. And if we were to have some data then on the funnel and we would end the A-B test, it would also suggest statistical significance and all the good stuff. So we can literally like have that generated by GPT, the B variant of your funnel, literally launch that B variant already with the setup of your client. And from there on, it's like you just spin it up over and over again with new B tests that you'll figure out through GPT and or through what has performed before. But like the whole technical side is finally taken care of, man. It's like, it's simple and fun. And you
Here's what's cool about this. I think, you know, this is the Startup Ideas podcast. So a lot of people listening have startup ideas. And, you know, if you have a startup idea, I always say the first thing you should do is like register a social account, like build an audience, learn the messaging, understand the community. That's the first thing you should do. Once you've done that, then before writing a line of code, even go and build a landing page like this, set up a quiz funnel, basically. Yeah. Try to even further understand your potential customer, your user, and you're sending traffic. I would start with free traffic personally. Send that free traffic from organic social into your funnel. Iterate on the messaging, iterate on the messaging on the funnel, iterate on the messaging social. And then while that's happening, then you're vibe coding your software product. Or then you're vibe coding productized agency service. That's what the mistake I think a lot of people make is they go straight. You know, I spoke to someone yesterday who's like straight building the product, doesn't have an audience, hasn't figured out a good name. The beauty about this is it's a forcing function of getting really good at building traffic and then getting really good at converting and understanding who that traffic is.
100%, man. And I think like a quiz funnel, or at least like even if you have a lead magnet funnel, whatever it is, right? Let's say you're building a community. I think that was also one of your approaches, right? Yes. So first of all, starting building that community, like just like simply putting that quiz in there already gets you so many insights that you can then start also use to also start optimizing that entire messaging one more time and also know what pain points to talk to. And so that's also like within our marketing, man, we run these quiz funnels, right? We spend like up to 200 grand, 250 grand a month on these and we're crushing with them. And so we constantly also look at the quiz results, right? We just want to make sure, okay, what are people clicking? We're asking, okay, how would you define yourself? Are you like the ad agency, marketing agency, content marketing agency? Are we grabbing the right traffic, right? All of these things, like these qualitative insights, they're super helpful to then go and optimize. And so like, that's also why we, for example, build out this entire metrics section where we just want to make sure that there's like all the analytics that you need are in here. And then there's also this entire other part, because as I said, right, we're very focused on agencies that are doing lead gen, B2B or recruiting, where we have built out an entire CRM that is super, super easy to use, where you have the entire data collected. And from there on, you can also automate the messages, essentially similar to what I've shown before with the emails. But yeah, it's collecting all the data here, right? You can go and optimize that traffic, optimize that funnel going forward with the A/B testing and all that stuff. And then hopefully scale your business quite heavily. That's the idea.
This has been great, Nils. I appreciate it. What people say in the comment section about funnels, about perspective, and I appreciate you coming on and sharing the sauce with us.
Of course, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
I'll include where to find Nils on social in the show notes. You know,
sounds good.
And I want to bring on more people who don't have big followings, small followings, who I think are super dialed. When I go to the Perspective website, I said this when I met with Cody, I was like, wow, the Perspective website is super dialed. The product looks really simple, dialed. And so I'm looking for more Nils's out there. If they exist, let me know, because it's great.
I'll make one or two intros if you like, 100%.
All right. Sounds
good. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Greg. Appreciate it.